deserve his grace, but he decided to give it to me anyway. Without his grace, I don't know what we would do. You know, we'd be really in bad shape without his grace. You know, religion is a man running after God, trying to prove what he can do to get favor from him. But the true gospel is God coming after you, showing him what he can do for you, showing me what he can do for me. You know, and I'm glad that I get to sit underneath the fountain of the truth. The only truth in the whole world is this. Outside of this, it don't exist. You know, you go out there and people lie and swear to that lie, and you know, it just gets old. So I look more and more for the rapture. Every day I try to see if I can see them on the other side. You know, I'm so glad that I'm one of them, that I believe the report, that I believe the truth, that I believe the voice coming out of the man. God hidden in simplicity inside of a man. You know, he's pretty smart. He hides himself so nobody knows where he is except for those that belong to him. Yeah, when I first came here, a couple weeks after I'd been here, you know, one of the first things God showed me was where he was at. And I was amazed. You know, I knew I'd never heard this before, and I knew it sounded right, but I just didn't know what it was. So I kept coming back. Amen. And today I'm one of them. Amen. You know, I got a seat at the dinner table waiting on me. Amen. And I can't wait.
Sing We Are Not Ashamed, that song you were playing, page 41. I love that song. I hadn't heard it in a long time. We're not ashamed of the gospel, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Page 41.
We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power of salvation. Yes, we are not alone. shame of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power of salvation. It's
to everyone that believes it.
It is to everyone,
to everyone that receives it.
We shall have everlasting life. One last time, amen, hallelujah. Yes, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power.
That I received it. Amen.
Yes.
You know, and I thank God for foreknowledge. You know, some people will say predestination.
Right.
But I thank God for foreknowledge.
Yeah.
You know, because by his foreknowledge, he knew where I'd be. And
he
knew where I'd be, I know where I'll be.
Amen.
You know, and that just takes Satan out of the picture.
Amen.
And you know, the other thing that I thank God for is the balance that we have here.
Oh, my.
You know, the balance we have here, that we know what the evidence of the Holy Ghost is.
Yeah.
And we're not swayed by what we can do or what we can't do and all of that and the peace that it gives us. And I love the balance, to know that still doesn't mean that you just go off on the deep end. That you still do all you can to be a good citizen.
Yeah.
But knowing that's not what gets it.
Right.
So when I fail on that side, then Satan can't get me.
No.
Satan can't condemn me. Satan can't take my joy away.
That's right.
But at the same time, I know that God wants to use me. There's something for me to do. I just don't lay back and do nothing.
Right.
I don't just lay back and say, well, it's all done.
Right.
I know that I'm a sealed work.
Amen.
But I still know God has something for me to do.
Right.
And I need to look for that every day.
Amen.
You know, we have such a balance here. And the preaching, and we don't get scruples. You know, and I just look around me, and the condemnation, and the other thing that I cannot stand is religion.
No.
Right.
This day and age, in one sense, it's the least religious.
Right.
But
in
another sense, it's the most religious.
Right. Yeah.
And I just see religion taking over, and religion trying to dictate the way people live and the way people do things.
Yeah.
And it's all wrong.
Right.
It's all wrong.
Yeah.
But I sit in the middle of peace.
Right.
I sit in the middle of truth.
Amen.
I sit in the middle of knowing everything.
Yes.
There's nothing that's hidden from me. I know it all.
Right.
You know, and I just thank God for that. I can't help but praise him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother John. Amen. I want to sing He's Real.
You know, I was thinking, let me get this out real quick.
Please do.
You know, I was thinking how that, you know, a lot of people have gone after the wrong thing.
That's right.
You know, caught up in the wrong thing.
Right.
And I'm so thankful, you know, and I'm not real emotional, usually. And I'm not, you know, signs and wonders and big, high, flashy, thrilly things don't
right.
mean a lot to me.
Right.
You know, I remember down in Kentucky, you know, it really kind of struck me that Adam was preaching down there. And everybody's up in the front, on the floor and everything, and everybody just rejoicing and everything.
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, okay, say something I can rejoice about. You know,
right.
I don't rejoice in rejoicing. I don't, you know,
right.
and I'm so
right.
thankful that God, you know, that he was quoted her a couple services ago anyway, you know, blessed are those that believe they have not seen.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I'm so thankful that God revealed his word
right.
to me first.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing that's held me. That's the thing that does hold me. That's the thing that balances me.
Amen.
I don't go after a cheap thrill.
No.
Not at all, you know. I, you know, we've had in the past different ones, and because of that, you know, that's helped me. That's kept me
Amen.
For all these years here. Because if people come up and they go, "Oh, I did this, and God did this," and I said, "Okay," it doesn't change the word,
right?
No, you know,
no.
you caught up in all these things, and you know, they used to go about. I think one sister said, "Oh, she had a vision, and." We were in the front of the land, going in front of the line, going into heaven. I thought, well, yeah. You know, that's no big deal.
Yeah,
that don't thrill me, you know. Yeah, I know where I'm going to be.
Right.
And, but, you know, just caught up in so much
right.
ridiculousness. It's I'm so thankful for the word.
Amen.
The
right.
word, the word keeps me. If I find it in the word, I believe it.
Amen.
If I see it in the word, and that's, you know, I'm thankful for these Bible studies, too, because you don't realize how much ones that have come in the last few years kind of missed that part. I mean, we used to, you know, Brother Bram talking about sitting at the feet of Gamaliel.
Yeah.
You know, we sat at the feet of Brother Childers.
Right.
I mean, like little birds. We heard something preached. We went home and studied on it.
Amen.
We found the quotes. We looked it up.
Right.
You know, we knew the scriptures. And like he's talking, you know, you can get any book you want on the internet in a heartbeat.
Right.
You know, it's too available.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything to us.
Right.
You know, you got too much of it. It don't
right.
mean anything.
Right. Sure.
But then we was waiting for Jeffersonville to send out the next book.
That's right.
And we'd get so many copies here. And say, I want my copy, you know.
Amen.
And we'd read the book. It didn't have it on online.
No.
Didn't have it online at all.
No.
And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, Brother Bram talking about this fast, easy push button age.
Right. Yeah.
Well, people don't hold anything dear.
No. Right.
But this word should be held dear.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Something solid.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Don. Brother Seth.
I tell you what, talking about blessed those that receive it
mm-hmm.
and those who believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because, you know, it's in me to believe it.
Amen.
Yes.
It's in me to receive it. Something because not everyone can receive it. Not everyone can believe it. And I love that because, you know, as we've been having, you know, Brother Moore said in the beginning of the year, water in, water out. And I tell you, seeing those different perspectives on those messages has been fantastic.
Amen.
I've really enjoyed it.
Right.
But what I thought this morning, I'm not one for songs, you know, but, you know, he said, get here 30 minutes early. You know, I stopped listening to the radio. I turned it off and I was singing, this world's not my home.
That's right.
Mm. I'm just passing
through.
If heaven's not my home, I don't know what else to do.
Right. There is.
I mean,
right.
My priorities. I was thinking also, you know, the fact that, you know, I love seeing the signs. I love seeing it.
Right.
But I love the fact that I know where the voice is.
Right.
Amen.
The emphasis on the voice.
Amen.
Because everyone can see the sign.
Oh, yeah.
The sign will fall on the just and the unjust.
Right.
People
right.
will speak in tongues. I mean, you have witch doctors who speak in tongues.
That's right.
But I know where the voice is. I know where God in flesh is.
Amen.
That's something that no one else sees. And I love that because I can see throughout the age. I can see what he's done.
Amen.
I can see myself in it. And I can see what he's going to do.
Right.
And I know that all that is that rapture is going to be is a manifestation.
That's right.
So I'm going to have faith.
Right.
Faith until it's revealed to me.
Right.
I love that because faith is evidence of things unseen.
Yeah,
you know, so I woke up, my son's birthday is tomorrow. And I was like, Lord, thank you. Thank you for healthy children.
Amen.
Thank you for the fact that I don't have to worry about them going to school and getting shot.
Right.
I don't worry about that. Because I have a revelation knowing that whatever happens, something greater.
Amen.
Because this world is so, it's fear, it's condemnation, like that. It's so religious.
Amen.
Everybody wants to put you in a box.
Really?
Like, are you Baptist? Are you Pentecostal?
Right.
I'm Jesus Christ.
Right.
I mean, when you really understand who you are, nothing can sway you. And I love the fact that as you, you know, it tempers you. Yeah. Because I was the one who, like I've always said, I used grace like it was a credit card until I got it got me caught up. But it tempers you because next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm not doing that no more.
Right.
It's nothing I did. Nothing right. I did.
Amen.
But Lord, I thank for a revelation. I thank God that he has these doors still open because it's going to get to the point. We know that it has to get so bad.
Right.
It's not. I'm not shocked. I see gas prices coming down. I'm like, oh, it's just temporary.
Yeah.
It's temporary. I see this huge loan bailout. I'm like, maybe this is what breaks the system. It's got to break.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to break.
Yeah. Right.
Because I have somewhere I have to be. I have someone I have to get up. That's my job.
Amen.
It's not going to work. It's not seeing my loved ones. I want to get them up.
Right.
I want to see my loved ones. And I start calling for it because that's my job. Prophesy again. That's my message.
Right.
And I can't, I'm not turning the hearts back. That's already done.
That's right.
That's already done. What the word's been revealed. The hidden things, the lost things have already been revealed.
Right, right.
My job is to get the dead up.
Yeah,
and I call for that because I want to see the loved ones again. I want to see Brother Childers and Brother Neil Cheney and Brother Bob.
Right.
Brother Danny and Sister Lois. They're all my heart.
Amen.
But Lord, I'm going to enjoy this journey I got because
Amen.
This is my last. I'm not in any rush to go. Some people always get a kick out of it because they want. They almost want to kill themselves. They want to go so bad. But Lord, thank you for a balance.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you that I can enjoy this walk. But yet he's moved in such a way that, you know, I am Christ-like.
Amen.
It's not something I manifest. It's who I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I thank God for revelation. I thank God for healthy children.
Yeah.
I thank God for a healthy body.
Amen.
And I thank God for understanding of who I am.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for that, I would be just as lost, just
True.
As torn.
Amen.
But I see the voice.
Yes.
I love the fact that how important that is because you got to know where the voice is.
Right.
There's got to be something in you to receive
right.
it.
Amen.
So I thank God there's something in me because if
Amen.
There wasn't,
Amen.
Lord, this world is not my home.
Right.
That's.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Seth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got the Sunday school out here.
Yeah.
Come on up. Let's get some mics for you guys. Yeah.
We're going to be back. Get back there. Okay. Chris? Yeah.
I love that. Brother Don Dustin says not emotional. I get emotional when the kids and stuff, because you got to start when you're young.
Right.
Amen. Train a child.
If you don't ever start, you'll never finish.
That's right.
You know, you think about people that are procrastinators or whatever. You got to start.
Right.
So I get excited when I see somebody starting.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Because I know you can finish.
Right.
Right.
I get nervous when I see nobody starting.
Right.
Because I know you won't finish.
Amen.
But when I see the kids, I say, you got to have a little bit of push. It takes your parents to help you. It takes whatever, but it just gets you started, you know? Right. So I always get a little emotional when I see that, because it starts off like that. That's your childlike faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
That you just take that first step not knowing.
That's right.
See, you don't know what's gonna. You don't know. You're just taking him at his word. But then there comes a point in time, even when you pray, there's faith. But then there's got to come a time where there's a revelation.
Right.
That you know for yourself
what it is
that God is dealing with you.
Yeah.
And once that happens, then you're not shaking anymore.
No.
In the beginning, you start off and you go, maybe.
Right.
I hope this happens. I'm just stepping out on it.
Believe.
But believe when it gets real.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Brother Jim, when it's real, it don't matter who's around.
It don't even matter.
When it's real, I don't need no more pushing. When it's real, I don't need no more support.
Right.
When it's real, I got this for myself.
Sure.
In the beginning, I start off, I just try.
Right.
I just trust God.
Yeah.
And once it's real, I can stand on my own 2 feet.
Amen.
I can say, as for me and my house.
Right.
See, when you're a kid, you need somebody to help you get to
Yeah.
Right.
When you're young and you don't understand, you need somebody to help you. But when you get an understanding, when it's real, I don't care if I got to walk. I don't care if I got to push. I don't care what I got to do, because it's a personal revelation.
Amen.
See, when God, Brother Jeremiah, you even said that one time talking about praying and speaking over and healing. But when you're just hoping that God does it, you're still just praying a certain way.
Yeah.
You're not even praying like a believer, so to speak. You believe it unto.
Yeah.
But when you get a revelation, if God gives you a revelation on something, whether it's a healing, a revelation, I see it now.
Yes.
Then I can be like Brother Childers said one time. He said, you know, God, if you don't heal him, you got two dead men on your hands.
Right.
That's right.
Why? Because you told me
that's
you're going to do it.
Come on.
You said you would honor this.
Amen.
That's real. That's that even came down in Jesus' day. See, there's Bibles for this. There's scripture for this. In Jesus' day, when he went to go get him up, he spoke the word. He said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he trusted God so much that whoever he would have called would have got up.
Right.
That's why he had to call him by name.
Personal.
He had to say, Lazarus, you get up.
Right.
Because I've got the resurrection power that whatever I speak.
Amen.
Whatever I call for.
So
I know that God will move.
Amen.
See, this thing is real to me, that I know that God's here. You talk about having a balance, Brother John. You can't have a balance if you're on one side of the fence.
Right.
Oh, no.
You can't have a balance if you got too much grace. You can't have balance if you got too much law. It's not even called a balance until you're in the middle of the road.
Amen.
You know, so I thank God for a balance. What is a balance meal? Everything.
Yeah.
I don't rejoice in rejoicing like Brother Don Deskin said. I love that, Brother Don.
Amen.
I'm going to keep that forever. I don't rejoice in rejoicing.
Right.
Just because you're screaming don't mean you got a revelation.
No.
Just because you're excited don't mean
it's
you know
noise.
What it is. It's just noise. There was people stirred up around the pool, and they were waiting for that water to move, for that troubled water to move. They were just rejoicing and rejoicing.
Right.
But there was somebody that had Jesus on the scene that knew what it was, that could say to him, won't you take up your bed and walk?
Come right. On.
See, that's what I've had happen to me.
Right.
I've had an opening of understanding right now that, you know what, I was around Christians. I was around people that thought they knew what it was. But God took me in that little room and said, let me show you what it is, son. Let me show you this. It's real. Now, I don't have my eyes on any man. See, I can go back to the testimonies.
Right.
And now the testimonies of believers make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm a believer. I can see what they saw.
Right.
You know, I can see how Brother Childers can never run out.
Right.
I can see how Pastor Moore can never run
out. Right.
Because everything just looks at us.
Amen.
And that's even, you know, and I'll say this and I'll be quiet. But that's even how Job, before the Bible was written, he saw the resurrection of power of God and saw that God was real.
Saw it in nature.
He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have the testimonies.
Right,
he didn't have this. He didn't have one reference. He saw nature itself testifying of it.
Amen.
And if Job could have faith off of just that,
oh, yeah.
just off of a tree? Woo. Come on now. How much stronger?
Oh. Right.
How much
Come
more
on.
Powerful
right.
than I should be if I was sitting with boils
right.
on me
right.
and somebody wanted to tell me to be down?
Right.
You speak like a foolish woman.
Right.
If I had issues out there, you speak like a foolish woman.
Right.
I see so many scriptures, testimonies, testifying. I'm surrounded by believers.
Right.
Job was by himself. To an extent, Brother Branham was by himself. Brother Childers was roughly by himself.
Yeah.
He didn't
right.
have a lot of people that was agreeing
right.
with him in this.
Right.
But now we can say that we
Amen.
Have an understanding. Right. See, when I say we, I'm talking about this group.
Oh,
of
yeah.
When I say we, when I'm talking about the body of believers,
right.
that we've come to a home age we're so concentrated that
yes.
we can say we believe.
Yes.
Amen.
It's we shall have eternal life.
Yeah.
We shall have everlasting life. It's because it's a group now. You know, and I just
Amen.
Look at that and I go, my goodness, why wouldn't you want to serve a God like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So
when I
solid.
See kids starting off and they're seeing that God is real, and it's, they're going to have their stuff.
Sure.
They're kids.
We
kids.
All do.
We all do. But when it comes real, I'm excited.
Amen.
As Pastor Moore said,
Amen.
That's the church of tomorrow and they're starting off.
Yeah.
That gets me excited.
That
gets me, you know, you talk about that, Brother Don Dusky. He said, you know, we had to study at the feet of Brother Childers, and Brother Mike even said it, Brother Mike Kobe, he said, he was talking to his mom. He was saying, you know, Mom, this and that. I'm having questions. I'm going to ask Fairborn about this and ask somebody about that. And he said, those are like second generations.
Right.
They got to sit under Brother Childers, and then Pastor Moore that sat under Brother Childers.
Yeah.
Right. There was no there was no hiccup in this revelation.
Right.
There was no one-off where we had to
no.
step away and had to go find something else. We didn't have to even go searching for God.
No.
He's been here the whole time.
Spoon-fed. Right.
We've been getting this thing the whole time. We don't even have a filter on this thing.
No.
You know, and we get so much understanding. Woo. Brother Childers taught us how to work.
Yes.
To Pastor Moore taught us how to be brothers and sisters in Christ, how to give our all. And we just... I'm just so full because I'm looking around. I go, do you understand that you're
blessed.
Surrounded?
Right.
Woo! You are surrounded by believers.
Right.
You know, you think
yeah.
about, and I keep looking at the young people. And I'm like, you don't understand that when you're surrounded by believers,
right.
you can't fail.
No.
Right.
You've got the answer to everything.
Right.
Yes. If you
right.
needed a friend, you got one.
You
needed
him.
A comforter, you got one.
Right.
You needed support. You needed encouragement. You need somebody to kick you in the butt and tell you to keep moving.
That's right.
You've
That's
got a
too.
Real friend.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm looking around. I go, you'd be foolish to be in this message this
Come
long
on.
And think you don't have help.
Right.
To think somebody not looking out for you. To not look around and say, my God, you've been so good to me.
So good.
Amen.
So good. You gave me a brother
Amen.
Lockett who's a deacon.
Right.
Elder in this thing. You
yes.
gave me a brother Warren who's in this thing. Gave me a brother Don
yes.
Vasquez that I could come freely with
yes.
no, no scruples. No, I don't have to have
Thank
any
you.
Airs. I, that's why
no.
I'm looking around like,
Thank you,
why would you
oh,
even
yeah.
be embarrassed? Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I got help everywhere.
Everybody loves you.
Yes.
They want the best for you.
Yes. All right. Unconditional.
We've been too blessed.
Amen.
You said that, Brother Don. We get so much and you just think, take it for granted. We've been too blessed.
Amen.
We've been too blessed. Talk about the water coming in, water going out, going all over the world, seeing this and
yeah.
seeing that.
Everything.
We've been so blessed. We've been so blessed in every
right.
aspect of our life.
Yes,
I'd be frustrated now if you were frustrated with life. I'd be frustrated with you when you don't know what you got.
Right.
I'd be frustrated with you if this God ain't helping you.
Right.
If you're not better this week than you were last week, you didn't listen.
Amen.
That's you. It's your fault. If you're not stronger today than you were last service,
you
it's your
listen.
Fault. You didn't listen. The gym's
not?
Been here. The ability to get better has been here.
Right.
Everything we needed, and it's even you know, the part about it that just breaks my heart is that it comes so simple.
Right.
You're right, right, Brother James.
It's word upon word. He just breaks it down so simple. And I just look at it like,
right.
my God, our kids can pick this up.
Yeah. Amen.
And these people want to make it so hard. They want to make it... It can't be hard.
Amen.
Because if it's hard, then it's a mystery.
Right.
And if it's a mystery, that means you don't understand.
Right.
And if you don't understand, that means you don't have a revelation.
Right.
So when you tell me it's hard, you're telling on yourself.
Right. Amen.
You tell me it's so complicated, you're telling on yourself.
What's wrong with you?
He said he would bring it by the foolishness.
Amen. Preach it.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, my. He bring it such a way to babes.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, praise God that you hid it from the wise and the prudent.
Revealed
Scripture and revealed it unto babes such as would learn. See, I had just so many scriptures. That's why these Bible studies just touch me. Everything we do here.
Amen.
I'm strong because of this person.
Yes.
Oh, my. We're not weak.
I'm not some weak person.
I'm not weak. I'm not tossed to and fro. I don't have anxiety about God.
No.
I know He's real. I love this thing.
Amen.
Brother Lockett, come on up.
Girl, Sister Johanna,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
My heart was just so full today,
right.
And I was so thankful. And I don't want to be one of the people who take God for granted. I
want
to get up here and just praise God, because every testimony just was touching my heart, and I was thinking about the balance and how lucky we are. And I was sitting with someone the other day, and they were talking about how we're the bright age, and we have to follow the fullness of the word, and I was up every part of it. I was like, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And then they brought it to my hair, and I was like, out of everything, why the hair? I was like, but this flesh is filthy rags, and I hate to tell you, the hair is just the thing you can see, honestly.
Right.
But I was just thankful, because I was like, I know that, like they said today, like I can believe it and I can receive it, and I just know it's not for everyone. And
no.
That I can't even fault people, and they're doing the best they can. I'm just thankful for me. I was like, that God lets me live without condemnation.
Amen.
And like Dad said, I still want to be my best for God, and I really do. It's my desire, but this thing is so real to me, and I do believe every word, and it's so real. I really do think we're going to get a rapture, and that's just not saying something to me.
Right.
This is my life. This is where I'm raising my kids. This is where I want to be, and I'm just thankful, and I just want to praise God, because I know there was nothing I could have done. He gave it to me.
Amen.
Yes. And I sit there, and I hear these same people, and they worry about their friends, and they worry about their family. And I'm just so thankful that God gave me that peace.
Yeah,
because there's nothing I could have done to deserve it.
No.
And I'm so blessed by this thing. I'm blessed by my husband. There's in there, and I was getting to tell him all my family that was in this church, and that's a blessing. And my friends are in this church. And I just don't know if I could even feel more blessed. I'm just thankful to God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Lock.
Amen.
Amen.
Right?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brother Lockett.
Good to be here this morning.
Amen.
God just looked like he's doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. He's blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Giving out revelations.
Amen.
Yeah, but since you're talking about cutting your hair, don't cut it.
Amen.
Brother Brandon was deadly on that.
Yeah, he was.
You
Amen.
Cut that hair, you didn't... He was through.
Right. Come on now.
After, listen to his messages.
Oh, yeah.
He was, boy, you cut the hell. He said, your husband had a right to divorce you.
Right.
Yeah, he believed him.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
That's the prophet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So don't cut it, folks.
Okay.
Let it grow.
Right.
Amen.
It'll be all right.
I know some people say, oh, that just.
I hear you.
No.
Yes.
He said, don't cut it.
Right.
Amen.
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 So we got to stay with the word,
right.
folks.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
We can rejoice, or we can do a lot of things.
Yes.
But we just got to stay with that word.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
sir.
Whatever the prophet talked, whatever your pastor teaches.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stay with that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Lead you through.
You know, you running, jumping, and speaking in tongues and all that. That's all right. You happy?
In its place.
Right.
That's tickling the flesh a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
It helps you encourage you a little.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
But only one thing will get you through this trip.
Oh, right.
Amen.
Right.
And that's the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You got to stay with the word.
Right. Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
No other way.
Right.
Absolutely. No other way.
Amen.
Outside, you can't run around and cut the corners.
No.
No.
You got to stay directly with it.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, right. Right down
right.
State Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
So that's what we want to do. That's what our pastor is really preaching.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we get, that don't matter, this don't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever that word says, right, matters.
Right. That's what
right.
matters.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I've been born again. I don't. That don't pertain to me. Whatever that word says, that's
right.
it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So let's stay with it, folks.
Amen.
And if we get off of it, repent right. and get back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
It's not that you lost.
No.
Just it's not a disgrace that you didn't see it or you made a mistake.
That's not the problem.
Get back on the word.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen.
I just want to kind of feel in a little
yeah,
bit.
That's yeah. That's
God bless you. Yeah. Lockett, brother. Come and get the offering for me.
Amen.
You know, makes you appreciate something solid because that's what the bride has. You know, the only thing we have in common is the Word of God.
That's it.
Everything else is debatable. It's yeah. up, it's down. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But I want a solid revelation.
Amen.
Right? Something I can see. Something God's personally revealed to me.
Right,
you know, because
right.
you know, Brother Lockett was saying, as you get off on something little, and then the devil just gets you out, and before you know, you're so far out, I can't even help.
Right.
You know, Brother Moore's message, he's preached three kinds of protection.
Yeah.
Starting off, I'm working on you personally.
Yeah.
God's going to work on you. You get to a place, you're so far out there, I got to cut you off.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
just a cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like in a home. It's the same way, you know, that wife. Well, I got God, too. I'm not worried about your God. If your God don't line up with my God's, I know your God's wrong because
right,
I know
right.
what I've got.
Yeah.
I know I'm solid. I know yeah. the order that God talks to us.
Yeah.
Even in the local assembly, you know, the pastor's the highest order for a reason.
Right.
Yes,
right.
You know, Brother Moore talking not too long ago, yeah, you know, just God. The different ministries, but it all has a pastor.
Yeah.
He, Brother Branham, has that office, has that gift that he had as a
had
prophet.
A pastor. Right.
He had to have a pastor.
Amen.
Go
right.
back to. It runs, brothers and
Amen.
Sisters. This thing runs.
Amen.
You just stay right where you need to be. Stay in your place. Stay in your lane.
Right.
And you'll be all right.
Amen.
When you get in troubles, you get out of line.
Yeah.
You get out there,
you're
and you're
right.
out. You get to a place where it's like, I take my hands off. I can't help. I'm
oh,
sorry. And it doesn't erase your problems. You know, think about Jesus. Jesus was on the same boat the disciples were.
Yeah.
Same tempest of raging. Same
right.
winds were blowing.
Same problem.
The difference was...
Yeah.
He had a promise. He
Amen.
Spoke the word.
Yeah.
And he was resting.
Knew who he was.
He was resting in what he said.
Right.
They weren't resting.
Right.
They come down to get him. It just took a few words. He said, "Ye have little faith."
Right. Come on.
I'm resting. I'm not worried about the storms of life. I'm not worried about the winds of I'm not worried. I'm resting.
Right.
And even when I get out, the word will call to me and
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Get
Amen.
Right to me.
Amen.
This thing's not that hard, brothers and sisters.
It's not.
You know. Submit yourself unto God. Resist
yeah.
the devil.
Yeah.
Then he'll flee.
Right.
There's an
right.
order to it.
There is.
But you got to follow the order. Don't
there
try
is.
To mix it around.
Amen.
I like what you said, Jeff. You're worse off now than you was before. Something wrong with you. You didn't
something
listen.
Wrong.
Right.
There ain't nothing wrong with the word.
No.
The word's right. What I have is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Brother Moore the last couple of days.
Yes.
You know, just appreciate
yeah.
what
Amen.
We have here.
Amen.
Appreciate it
Amen.
Beyond anything
Amen.
In this world. We've got the goods.
Yes.
Yeah. We got something solid yeah. that has held us through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look at us and just reminded how grateful this little
right.
assembly is.
Amen.
God's brought the word here.
Yeah.
He's brought us the truth. We've been blessed, Brother Don. Mm-hmm. And we've got a strong ministry because of it. We got a strong pastor because of it.
Because yeah. of it, right.
And I'm Amen. Just so grateful for that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Sister Renee.
I came in and, you know, just listened to the testimonies and things like that. Just I was reminded of something that God did for me. The last time I was here on Wednesday, I came up to a prayer line. I had several things on my heart, you know, but and this might be too much information, but I had surgery a little over a year ago, and I haven't had one single problem from
hey.
That surgery.
Amen.
And Doug knows that it's an everyday thing, several times a day, and I noticed it on Thursday. I said, huh, that hasn't happened to me. And then I forgot all about it since Thursday, you know, and today's Sunday. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that hasn't even happened to me one single time. I've been working outside, and it's hot, and not one single problem. God does answer prayers.
Amen.
And then I was thinking about some of the other things that I asked God to touch in my life. My mom's sugar is 80 something,
wow.
which is huge. It hasn't been that way for years.
Right.
And, you know, I want her healthy. I want her happy
right.
while we're here.
Yeah.
And God does, you know, I am God. I keep saying,
right.
like, I am God.
Right.
But even those little things, I'm here for the word. Thank God I got Amen. Started.
Amen. Yeah.
So thank God that I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, Renee. Couple announcements real quick. We're going to be on September the 16th, we're going to be at the Brinkman's for a bonfire. And then September the 25th, church pictures. And then October the 15th weekend, we're going to be going to Brother Fred Mullins' church in South Carolina. That lease is established. And then Thanksgiving here at the church on the 20th, November the 20th. So we got those things coming up. Appreciate the... Yes. Okay. Perfect. So it's room assignments are back there, and then what you owe. So that's back in the back there. So we get that on there. Amen. He's real. Let's sing that song and get him up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Not sure what page that is, but it's just a chorus.
He's real. He's real. So real to me.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Oh Lord, you're so real. When there's so many facades around and fake things around and things that aren't true, the one thing that is true is you, Lord. But you're not true to everybody, but you are real to me. And Lord, I'm thankful for your word, how it's blessed us in so many ways. It's strengthened us. It's made us stronger. It's made us more sure than we've ever been. And Father, we ask you to touch those that are sick this morning. Those that are not here for one reason or the other, ask you to be with them. Ask you to bless this bride. And I know you have because I've heard the testimonies this morning. And Lord, as we come to this part of the service, we want to move every hindering spirit aside. We want to put Satan in a corner and tie him up. so that, Lord, you can have free reign to deal with our hearts and with our lives, that you could walk these aisles today. And Lord, if I failed you yesterday, today's a new day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I've opened the word, Lord, now open the hearts. Speak to us today. Move everything aside, Lord, and let us receive your word with thanksgiving. Touch those that are sick. Be with Trevor as he prepares for the upcoming surgery, Father. Ask you to be with him and let there be no hindrance there, Father. Move in his behalf and ask you to bless his family and ask you to be with those that are sick even here and Donna and different ones and John and Don as they continue to press towards the mark. And Lord, ask you to move in my life and ask you to move all the hindrance away from me that I can serve you in spirit and in truth. That, Lord, nothing can separate us and nothing can hinder us and nothing can move in our lives that would make us less than a testimony that you're looking for in this hour. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Seems like it's been a busy weekend. I had an opportunity to go with Jim over to Indiana. And I told him, I said, Jim, I feel like we're going on a missionary trip. I said, we went over there and we got to spend some time with Brother Krieg. And it's been probably 20 years since we've been together. And we just was able to go. We went over on Friday evening and was able to sit and talk with him. And then we went to his house and met Jennifer and Sister Clyde's there. And got to see them, and got to see his kids who are all grown, and it's like, my goodness, 20 years, that's a long time. I think some of them were babies when we saw them last, and they come back from shopping together out on their own, so it's like, and it's good to see them. It was so good to spend some time with them, and I really appreciate Brother Krieg just opening up his door and letting us come in and spend some time, because, you know, it's a late hour. And it's a time for us to lay everything aside and just let God have our life and forget about the things of the past and all that. Just, you know, Paul said, lay that aside, and we press towards the mark. And Brother Krieg has been a friend of mine for many, many years, so it was awful good to see him. So I appreciated that. And then we went over to the Saturday morning. We got to go over to Jim's family. And my last name's Click, you know. And so when I go over there, I'm not a visitor. The brothers call, they always call me the brother from another mother. And so I got to spend time with the Click family and got to go to the hospital to see Jim's dad. Remember him in your prayers. He's very, very sick. And but he was so tickled for us to come, and it was really, he was very glad to see us, and so it was a good trip all the way around. So, and it was a fast one. We went over there and came back. It was a lot of things going on, and so, but it was a trip well worth the time that we spent over there. And so I'm very appreciative of that. Now, so far as I told Brother Jim yesterday, we're starting to have some parking issues sometime, and what I'm going to do is park my car out of the way so you can get around. There's some parking around the side of it in the back of the church too, so you don't have to feel like you have to go home. If the lot gets full, just go on, park around the side or the back, and we'll make it work. We're not out of room. We just want to make it accommodating, especially when we have our guests. We want our guests to be able to take the lot, and we'll take the back seat, and that's why I've always parked away from the door, because we have elders who can't walk very far, and as before, we even had disabled handicapped parking spots out there. I used to always park away to let our elders park towards the front. You young legs can walk, and so that's why I've always, if you always wonder, you think I park in that spot up here because I'm the pastor. That's not the reason. That is not the reason. I park in that spot to give room for people who need the parking spots, but I'm going to leave that open now so that if we'd have to park on around the building that way, then that's fine. We can do that. I think Don's got the lights working out there at night. I see him come on at night. So we want to make sure the lights are on so that they work out there so that if people are parking back there on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, if it's dark, we want the lights to come on. We want them to work. So we appreciate everything everybody's doing here at the church. It's important to keep the place up because this is where we meet God. And this is where you say, well, God goes home with me. This is where you meet me. This is where you meet him. This is where you meet him. This is where you meet God. So we want to make sure we do our best here. I appreciate what Brother Laka said because, yeah, a lot of times people think that, well, it doesn't matter. But it does matter. It still matters. You might have issues and problems, and we all do. You might mess up, and we all do. You might need grace, and we all do. So, and none of us saying that you're bad and you can't make it. No, you just need to buck up. That's what Michelle calls it. She says, buck up. You know, get with it, in other words. We know what the prophet said about a lot of things, about the way you conduct yourselves. And I mean, you represent this church. When people see you, they're looking at us. So keep that in mind when you're ready to just do anything and be anything and just be your own man or your own woman and think, no, you're representing Fairborn Community. I remember Brother Branham talked about them going to the Blue Boar restaurant. And he said they'd come in there and they would go there after service and eat. And that Brother Branham went down there to eat there and they were telling him how good a congregation, how fine, the finest people they ever had come through that place. I want them to be able to say that about you. And I'm sure they do because I know you all are good people. So, but yeah, we believe everything that Brother Branham said. If you can't meet up to it, just do your best. You know, do your best. That's all that anybody asks because, you know, God wants us right. If you know what you should do, come on. Come on. Just do it. It ain't that difficult. Just repent. Turn around. That's what I told somebody this morning. Turn around. And that's all you got to do. You do that, and then God will bless you. You don't do that, then God will whip you. He ain't going to lose you. He's just going to whip you. That's all. It's like, you know what? If I decide I'm going to steal the cookie, I'm counting up the cost. That just means I'm really ready to take the chance of getting that whipping. And so, you know, if you decide you're going to overstep what God tells you to do, go on with your bad self. God will break your legs. Sometimes God's got to break a sheep's leg in order to get their attention. You try to act all holy and nice in church, and then you get home and act like the devil. Something's wrong. Amen. Something's wrong. You know you. Know you. You know you. You don't act good in front of me, then go home and act like the devil on wheels. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you. Amen. Take him home with you. Put him in your house. Put him in your walk. Put him in your travels. Put him in your dress. Put him in your look. Put him in your conversation. Put him in everything you do. He wants to be there. And if you don't put him there, it's not because he doesn't want to be. It's because you choose not to. So don't come here and be one thing and be something else at home. Be real. Be real. Be a real Christian. Love your husband and your wife at home as well as at church. Don't come here, hold hands, and go home and fist fight. If you're going to fist fight, do it here. That way we can all jump on you. Don't be fake here. I hate fake. The worst thing I hate is a fake Christian. Somebody's going to act like one thing here and act like something else at home. Oh, I understand about don't do things that's going to offend your brother in front of me. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just downright just being evil. And then coming to church and acting like you all goody two shoe. Right. Talking loud and doing nothing. Right. I don't even want to hear from you. Right. If it ain't real, I don't want to hear from you. Right. I don't go out and buy Clarice a fake diamond ring. If I'm going to get her a diamond ring, it's going to be a real one. Yeah. Amen. I don't want y'all coming here acting like y'all love each other and then walk out the door and talk about each other. I want you to love each other here and love each other at home. I want it real all the way through. He's real to me. Oh, yes. So many people doubting. I can't live without him. When I let him down, I'll say, Lord, help me to do better. I repent. I turn around. When you let him down, you say, Lord, help me to do better. And then you'll turn around and you can do better. I can do better. You know what? I feel better when I do better. I just talk about me. Y'all don't do nothing. Y'all don't have no problems. Y'all don't do nothing wrong. I feel better when I do better. I feel better when I follow the message. I feel better when I follow the scriptures. I feel better when I do what God tells me to do. It makes me smile when nobody's looking. When only you know. You know what? It's real when you do it when nobody's looking. You pray over your meal when the Christians are around you. Ooh. Ooh. But when you're by yourself, it's all hands on deck. I'm just giving examples. I know that ain't happening in your house. You pray because you're thanking God. Not thanking the saints around you. That's why I told that brother at work. He said, Nate, you did a great prayer, but it just didn't say it loud enough. I said, I wasn't talking to you. Amen. It's between you and God. What do you do when nobody's looking? How do you serve God when nobody's looking? All right, I'll get off that. It's all good. It's all edible. Ain't no bones in this. It's a balanced revelation. Serving God is what you do when nobody's looking. All right. I'm excited about this message this morning. I'm excited about our upcoming trip. I'm excited about the brothers. The brothers been coming in. You know, we've been having some good preaching coming for. I've been really thoroughly enjoying it. And it's not even so much that you're looking for somebody who's going to bring things exactly like you do. That's going to preach it exactly like you do. Going to preach it how you do it. As you've seen, some read, some don't read. Some preach, some stay on the thought, some don't. Some get anointed and walk off the pulpit. Some stay back here. You know, but it's the word we're looking at. That's why I'm getting our eyes off of the persons and the personality and get it on the word. It's a truth. It's what they're saying, truth. That's where a really believer, you need to look at that. Are they telling me the truth? Well, they don't belong to our church. Are they telling me the truth? Where they going? Are they telling me the truth? And if they're doing that, see, I watch your spirit more than I watch your word. Yeah. Brother Branham said, I'd rather be right in your spirit and wrong in your doctrine than right in your doctrine and wrong in your spirit. Because you might have 100% truth, and if you got a bad spirit on you, I don't want to hear you. If you got some underlying current theme or something you're trying to prove, then I don't want to hear you. I'd rather have somebody that reads everything off a piece of paper and don't get anointed at all but telling me the truth than to have somebody up here that thinks they know it all and got a bad attitude. I'm sorry, that's me. Because I want somebody that's going to bring it with the right spirit. So you need to have the right spirit. I read your spirit when you don't want me to. That's my job. The watchman on the wall. I know your spirit when you walk in. I know your spirit when you walk out. I know when you come in and you don't like what you're eating. I know when you don't come to church because you don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. That's why I go back there and shake everybody's hand on the way out the door. You know what I'm doing? It's like going through the airport. going through the checking for metal. When you're going out the door, I'm checking your spirit. Half the time I'm half drunk when I'm back there. Y'all don't know it, but I'm back there trying to shake hands and get called names, and I call people wrong names, and they try to tell me stuff, and it doesn't register. But I'm checking you on your way out. I want to be able to say God bless you, and see if you're gonna say God bless me, or if you're gonna walk by and act like you're tying your shoe or something. Just, you know, some people try to get out in a crowd. They try to get around me and get out the door before I can get to them. It's like,
well, all right.
But when you come to the house of God, I don't care how mad you were before you got here. If you leave here in the same spirit and attitude that you came here with, you're wrong.
Amen.
You're wasting your time, because the word is here to heal you.
Amen.
The word is here to make you better. It makes you get along with your spouse. Makes you get along with your brothers and sisters. It makes you get along with yourself.
Amen.
You shouldn't even be down on yourself when you leave here. You should feel like, my goodness, I believed every word of that. I can do this. I can do this. Because, you know, God gets on the inside, and he changes you on the inside. He works on you from the inside out, not from the outside in. So many people are working on the outside when they need to leave that alone and get to where the problem really is. Oh, God, clean out this cobwebs. Oh, Lord Jesus, clean out the cobwebs in my life. Oh, Lord Jesus, clean out the cobwebs. Clean out the cobwebs. Nothing. Lord, kill the spider. Get to the root of the problem. Get to where I really need the help. I don't need the help out here. I need the help inside. A dove is cleansed from the inside out. Let it be in you. And if the word gets in you, I don't have to worry about you being mad anymore. You might have been mad when you got here, but I guarantee you, you eat what I'm serving this morning, you won't be mad when you leave.
Amen.
That's what the word's come to do.
Amen.
You think God's real? His word is real. And if you eat his word, you'll be real. If you don't eat his word, you won't be real. You'll just be a facade, a fake, a make-believer. And I don't deal with make-believers here. I sweep them out the door too. Unbelievers will leave on their own. Make-believers got to be preached out of here. The same broom that gets rid of the unbelievers is the same broom that gets rid of make-believers. It's the same broom that cleans up the believer. It's the word of God. And you'll tell who you are by what happens when the broom hits you. If the broom knocks you out of the door, that shows who you are.
Right.
But if the broom cleans you up, then that shows who you are.
Right.
Sometimes I need to clean my shoes off with the broom.
That's right.
Broom has multiple purposes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. The word has multiple purposes.
Amen.
It will do what it's ordained to do.
Amen.
All right. Now,
thank you, Lord.
Turn over with me, if you will, over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I wanted to start here because I want us to make sure we're going after the right thing. Some people don't know what they're looking for. And some people are going after the wrong thing. But I want us to make sure we're going after the right thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'll come back to these. I'm trying to read it all. He's hit some things here. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom amongst them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. That was hard to get through. Whew. I wanted to start here. And I wanted to title this message, The Dynamics. The Dynamics. Because we need to know what the dynamics really is. We need to know what it is that changes our lives. Because I think sometimes people are trying to use man's wisdom to change their lives. I think they're trying to use the things of the world to change their lives. I think they're trying to use other things that God has not given, but man has given to change lives. But I wanted to talk about the dynamics because the thing that you should really want is the dynamics. Amen. We go after a lot of things in this world, and I see it in and out of this message that people go after all that kind of things, and they end up searching and looking and digging and running after things other than the dynamics. Amen. And people are gauging how much God is with somebody with other things other than the dynamics. Right. Now, Paul was standing here, and he said he didn't come with excellency of speech. Right. See, a lot of times, there's a lot of good preachers. Right. They say a lot of good things. Right. They have a lot of good words. But see, it's not enough just to come and say a lot of good words. Amen. If the words that are spoken don't have an effect on your life, then that means that God is not using what they're saying, because God is the dynamics, and the dynamics is the quickening power of the word. Amen. So you can have a good speech. You can talk a lot of good things. You can say a lot. You can even be an excellent speaker. But if you don't have the dynamics, I don't care how much words you have, if the dynamics isn't there, God's not there. Amen. And we go after these things. And it's just in man's nature. See, that's why you need God. Amen. That's why God's got to direct you, because it's just in man's nature to go after the smartest. Yeah. It's just man's nature to go after the educated. Right. It's just man's nature to go after somebody who's got power, or somebody's got prestige, or somebody that's accepted by the majority. It's just man's nature to do that, because it's easier to do that because you don't have to deal with God. Right. If the work's already done and everybody already likes him and he's a good speaker and everybody thinks he's a great preacher, if all those things are what they think God is, then they're going to just sit back and ride down the river with him. Right. And they use education and smartness and teachers and people who have excellency of speech and use those things as the evidence that God's with them when God's not even in it. Paul said, I didn't come to you that way. Paul was an educated man. He was a smart man. He was a preacher, but preacher. He could have come that way. He could have showed you how smart he was. He said, if it's going about being a Jew, I'm the best of the best. But it wasn't about being the best of the best. It wasn't about being the smartest or the most educated. See, people go after the wrong thing. He said, I didn't come after you with excellency of speech, of man's wisdom. Oh, man is smart. They can tell you a lot. They know a lot. Doctors and divinities, DDLDs, whatever there are. They're smart people, educated. And we as humans have a tendency to gravitate towards them. But that wasn't God's way. It's never been God's way. God's never used the smartest. Not really. John come out of the wilderness. Uneducated. Wrapped up in a little cloth. Come out of wood. They thought it was nuts. Jesus didn't go to the seminary. He wasn't taught by man. He was taught by God. And when he went to the seminary, went to the church and started talking to those smart people in that seminary, and they started asking him questions at the age of 12 because Jesus knew the answers that they didn't even know who had already been educated. It does not come by education. It does not come by your smartness. It doesn't. You are never going to get to the place where you know enough to know it's God. So come here asking me all the questions. Come here trying to get all the answers from me. Come here trying to get educated by me. I can't educate you. Oh, I could, but it won't do you no good. I can talk to you till you know every quote. I can talk to you till you know every scripture. I can talk to you till you know this message frontwards and backwards. But if you don't get the dynamics on top of that, you still will die in your sins. Most of the people in this message are going after the educated, going after the smart, going after the teachers. I'm always afraid of a teacher.
Amen.
We always had troubles out of teachers. I told them down in Kentucky, I said, don't y'all put that on Michael. I said, don't worry, don't call him. They're like, oh, he's a teacher. He might be, but you know what? I don't want you calling me teacher. Because all I've ever seen out of teachers is they get too smart. Amen. If they don't stay under their pastor, and see, that's what somebody said today. All the fivefold ministry should stay under their pastor. And the reason the teacher has to stay under the pastor is because he'll get too smart. He'll know too much, and he'll get in himself. And if he doesn't have a pastor who can gauge his spirit and call to his spirit and bring it in line, he'll go off. Evangelists go off. They'll get out there and they think they don't need anybody. They'll get out there and they'll think they're the man on the hour. And they'll go off. They all need to come under that pastor. Because that pastor is the one who's the only one in the body that's supposed to correct the spirits. That's his job. Oh yeah, the other ministers can correct the spirits, because when you preach the word is what corrects the spirits. And the word will correct the spirit in all five ministers. But when it comes to the local assembly, that pastor is the watchman on the wall looking after your spirit and making sure it's right. That's all of them. Preachers, teachers, evangelists, all of them. Prophets. Brother Branham had a pastor. Ask yourself, why did that man have a pastor? Because he knew he needed somebody that had to keep an eye on his spirit. He said, well, Brother Branham was a major prophet. He needed a pastor. And if the major prophet needed a pastor, a teacher needs a pastor. An evangelist needs a pastor. Because I'm sitting here watching all y'all spirits. And that's my job. You get mad at me. I know you get mad at me. Don't worry about it. You get over it. Right. When you get mad at me, that's just another spirit I'm hitting. Right. Brother Childers used to say, throw the rock in a pack of dogs, and one that yelps and one you hit. That's right. If I'm preaching and you get mad, I hit you. Right. All you can do is repent, because I'm not going to take it back. I'm going to tell you the truth if you never come back. I'm going to tell you the truth if you never like me. I'm going to tell you the truth if you stay at home and listen on the internet. I'm going to tell you the truth if you never darken a door again. I'm going to do my job if you don't do yours. When I'm working at work and everybody else is playing around, I ain't going to play around just because you are. I'm going to do my job. When the boss comes in, they see me working and see you playing, you're the one going to get fired, not me. He going to fire me because you're lacking. Paul said, I didn't come to you trying to bring some smart speech, some essence of man's word. See, we go after the wrong thing. I want us to know how to get the right thing. Because we go after smartness. We go after educated. We go after somebody who's preached around the world. Oh, if he preached around the world, he's got to be a good preacher. He's got to be accepted, because the majority of the people are accepting him. They may be accepting him, but that doesn't mean that don't mean it's God. That don't mean it's God. For I'm determined, so am I, not to know anything. Oh, did you hear about Don? I don't care. Hey. Did you hear about Sister Crystal? I don't care. Hey. I don't need to know it. Right. People in this message, all they do is gossip. Right. This message, people, they're worse than the denominations. They're full of gossip. Full of, you know, since we've been having brothers in and out, and I'm hearing all kind of stuff, and I'm like, I forgot how much these message people gossip. I forgot they all want to tell you everybody's business. They want to tell you everything about this one and everything about that one. I'm determined not to know anything. Amen. I don't even care. Right. They say, well, don't you know? You better not let this one in your pulpit. You better not let that one in your pulpit. You got to watch this one. You got to watch that one. All I'm watching is the Word. Amen. I'm watching the Word. If you got the Word and you got the right spirit, come on. If you got the Word and you got the wrong spirit, get lost. If you got the wrong Word and the right spirit, come on. We've let Baptists preach here. We've let Methodists preach here. We let Trinitarians preach here. I'm not worried about what their doctrine ain't gonna kill me. If you got the right spirit, you're welcome. If you got the wrong spirit, you're not. I say that about the preachers. I say that about you. Oh, you might be wrong in your doctrine, but if your spirit's right, come on in the house. But if you got the wrong spirit, I'm kicking you and your doctrine out. Amen. I don't want to know anything. Oh, did you hear about such a no? Amen. Did you hear about brother? Yes, I heard it. What are you going to do about nothing? I don't want to hear it. His spirit's right. He's coming to the house of God. This is where he's going to get the help. If he doesn't come here, he can't get help. Because how can you hear except to be preached? Amen. So he's got to be preached. I don't care what kind of problems you have. I don't care about it. You don't need to get up and broadcast it and let the whole church know you got an issue. We already know that. Amen. I'd rather you get up and say, my God, I had a problem this morning. And when I got here, the Holy Ghost preached to me. And when he finished, I dropped that problem. And I'll never be the same. Amen. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to know nothing. I'm determined not to know anything among you. Amen. People get mad at me because I don't kick you out because you're this, or because you're that, or because you have this problem, or because you got that problem. I'm determined not to know anything. Amen. Have you heard about this preacher? No, don't care.
Amen.
I keep my head in my lane. I preach to my congregation. I give them, thus saith the Lord. I'm bringing them right to the place where we can get a body change. I don't need to know what they're doing in this message. I don't need to know what they're doing in the church world. I don't need to know what the Pope is doing. I'm not interested in any of that. I am determined not to preach anything.
Yes. Amen.
Except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. See, Paul went back to the simplicity. Yeah. Paul went, see, the thing is, when you got somebody that's doing something and they're trying to make themselves big and they're trying to make themselves smart, I back it up. I make it simple. Jesus, did you know Jesus saved? Well, you got to know this. Did you know Jesus saved? Well, you got to know that. Did you know Jesus died for your sins? Well, you got to, I'll back it up just like Paul did. Paul said, you might be smart, but he was crucified. That's all I want to know is that Jesus was crucified for your sins. That's about as simple as you can get.
Amen.
See, when you start dealing with these doctors and invented these smart preachers, you got to back it up. Because they'll try to outsmart you. Oh, they're smarter than me. I give them that. They're smart. I wouldn't deny that a bit. I wouldn't even argue the point. But when they start getting smart, I get dumber. When they start going up here talking about, oh, got to have this, got to have that, got to know this, got to know that, I go down here and say, I don't need to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And it makes the devil mad when you get that simple. Because, no, but you got to know. No, I don't have to know. But you got to understand. No, I don't have to understand. All I know is Jesus Christ died for my sins. That's how simple I'll get it. I'll get so simple you'll think I'm a Baptist.
All right.
That's what Paul did here. Paul had all kind of mysteries. He had all kind of doctrines. He had all kind of things. Peter told him one time, said, Paul, said, you preach things that are hard to understand. So Paul could have preached this there, but he didn't want to go deep. He wanted to go simple. Because everybody else is going deep. I'm determined not to know anything amongst you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's as simple as it gets. That's the ABCs. Always believe Christ. That's the ABCs of the message. That's the ABCs of serving God. And if people think they got to know so much, I go there. Jesus Christ was crucified. When you sit here this morning, and I might go into thunders, I might go into seals, I might go into all kind of things, the token and taking your love, and you might not understand any of that, but you know what? Fall back on simplicity. Because see, God is known by his simplicity. Like somebody said this morning, God didn't bring no big mystery. The thing was Jay. God's not bringing us mysteries. The days of mysteries are over. The mystery of God is finished. If what you have is so deep that I can't understand it, then I don't need it. So that's where the people of the message are messing up. Thinking, oh, brother, you got to know this. You got to know that. You got to have this. No, I don't. The mystery, it's got to be this. No, the mystery is many things. Yet it's nothing. It's all but it's none. Seventh seal was all but nothing. It's like, well, you got to understand the seventh seal. No, I don't. Brother Branham said, see, I can call it something else. See, the seventh seal don't just have to be called the seventh seal. See, that's what people in this message don't understand. When God opened up the seventh seal, we saw he was many things. He was the seventh seal. He was the third pool. He was the coming of the Lord. He was Jehovah Jireh. He was the Rose of Sharon. He ain't changed those names. He's still those things, but he just opened up the seventh seal where we can see he's all of it. And when you tell me that I've only got to see one thing, and you got to see this thing, and if you don't see it just this way, then you don't have it, I'll go back to Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him, because this is an hour for simplicity. Brother Branham, before he preached the seven church ages and put that book together, how did he open it up? God in simplicity. Because the seventh seal was God in simplicity. It was God revealing himself in such a way that is so simple that even the children in his church can understand it. When it's so deep and so hard that nobody can get it but you, something's wrong. When you're the only one that can explain it, something's wrong. When you finish preaching and everybody's head sideways like, huh? Something's wrong. God ain't in the mix. Because when God gets finished, the children understand it. When God gets finished, everybody in the body understands it. When God gets finished, you can come back and tell me what God told you. It's a clear understanding. When the dynamics come on the scene, they come to give us a clear understanding. He didn't make it harder. He made it easier. Amen. Oh, this revelation is so easy now. Why do you think I can stand up here on Sunday night and just fire answers, fire answers? Yeah. Y'all firing questions, I'll fire answers. What is that? That's the dynamics on the scene. That's right, man. It's God on the scene. It's not my studies. No. It's God himself, the dynamics on the scene. You got people asking things and bringing things and saying, man, this is time to get it. Brother Mike told me the other week, he said, when we come to these Bible studies, he's just making all these things tie together that I've heard. And I thought, that's the way it works. Amen. Everything in that Bible should tie together. It shouldn't be hard now, church. If you're sitting here spreading your eyes, and I used to think of brother, he'd sit here and he'd have his arm all puffed up and face all twisted, and I'm preaching, he's like, trying his best to get it and make sure that I had it right. Right. And I'd say, you just need to let it go. Yeah. You need to just relax. Right. Get your head off. Get your eyebrows back. Yeah. Take your arms loose. Stretch them. Yeah. You know, your body language tells a lot. Yeah. When you don't like what's being preached, you sit like this. When you don't like what's being preached, you're all locked up. But let go and let the Holy Ghost, the dynamics, deal with you. Yeah. Just open it up and let him in. Amen. Just receive the word of God. Yeah. They told him, said, just receive. Jesus breathed on those disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Is it that simple? Yes. Yeah. The dynamics is on the scene now. Amen. It's not even hard to get a birth now.
Yes, Lord.
Not hard to get a hold of the dynamics. The dynamics are walking these aisles. Yeah. The dynamics is speaking to you. The dynamics is breaking it down.
Yes, sir.
Brother Branham said God is his own interpreter by bringing his word to pass in your life.
Right.
You got to get this. You got to get that. You Got to know this. I always, the red flags go up when somebody tell me I got to know something. Whenever somebody tells me I got to know something, or they tell me to go study, you don't get this by studying. Not what I'm after. Maybe what you got you get by studying. But Brother Branham said, this won't come by your studying. So for you to tell me go read a certain book, or go read a certain scripture, or get a hold of God a certain way, or hold your face a certain way, or put your arms a certain way, and you got to be just like this, and then the Holy Ghost will come. Something's wrong.
Amen. That's right. You're right. Amen.
And I try to tell y'all this because cheap preachers tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go study.
It's out there.
Go and read this book. Get it this way. Yeah. Get in this book, and you'll get it. No, you can get all of Brother Branham's book plus the Church Age book. Without the dynamics, you'll get nothing. You'll get nothing. So when you try to tell me something I got to read, oh, I'll tell you like Brother Children said, put those books down. If those books are hindering you, put them down. Why? It doesn't come by your studying. You can't read yourself into a revelation. If the dynamics ain't dealing with you, you will never get it. If you're worse off this week than you were last Sunday, something's wrong with your dynamics.
Amen.
You need a new birth. You need a revelation. You need the Holy Ghost. You need God. You need to let go and let God have your life. Something ain't right.
Right.
You may have the Holy Ghost, but if you're still holding the driver's seat, get out of the seat.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
If you're still trying to determine when it's time for you to come to church, you still ain't right.
Amen.
If you're still trying to figure this thing out and trying to make it work in your life, let go. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. You quit trying to do it. You can't do it. You can't not do it. It takes the dynamics of God for it to work. If you don't get the dynamics, you ain't got it. And you can have all the quotes. You can have all the Bibles. You can know the book from Genesis to Revelation. Without the dynamics, you're a dead piece of goods.
Well,
I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. That was us all. We had fear. We were scared of everything. Scared of going to hell. Scared of not getting it. Scared that God's going to let us go. Scared not going to talk to us. Scared that we were together there. But when the dynamics come, the dynamics takes all the fear out of it. The dynamics takes all the unbelief out of it. The dynamics takes all the mystery out of it. If this thing is still mysterious to you, then you don't have the dynamics. Because Jesus said he'll take a mind and show it unto you. The dynamics, if you don't know, is the Holy Ghost. The dynamics, if you don't know, is the seventh seal. The dynamics, if you don't know, is the third pool. The dynamics, if you don't know, is God himself coming and making himself known to you. Don't tell me it's only one thing. It's not just one thing. God's everything. He's all the books. He's Genesis to Revelation. You don't corner God and say you've got to call him one thing. Oh, Lord. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I didn't smooth this down to you and make you feel all warm and cozy. Some people don't come to church here because it's too hot in here. It gets hot. And they say, well, all you do is preach the same thing. Then you repent and I'll change my message. I got to stay there till you change.
Amen.
And when you change, God will change. People forget that God's here. They forget that God knows what's going on in your house. They forget that God knows what's going on in your mind. They forget that God knows what's going on in your heart. But you change, God change. You stay right there. My sister-in-law come to this church, and Brother Childers, every time she come, Brother Childers will preach on headship.
Yes.
She told me one time, she said, Brother Childers, that's all he knows is headship. I said, because you need it.
Yeah.
She didn't listen to it. She ended up getting divorced from my brother. Gotta preach what you need until you change. Then he'll move on.
Amen.
Like that time Brother Childers got up, that sister was here, and Brother Childers got up and talked about politics, and he hammered that thing so hard that it got so hot the sister started talking in the back, and she finally walked out, and Brother Childers, the spirit was gone, and Brother Childers was like, whew, I don't know what that was for. Yep, make him move on. See, God's going to hit you until you change. God's not going to change until you do. I don't come here preaching to men's wisdom. I come here yielding myself to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I know God needs to speak to everybody in here today. Amen. Some people need to be pat on the back in love. Some people need the pants pulled down and spanked. Some people need to be encouraged. Some people need to be pulled down because they got the big head. Some people think they're good and God needs to tell them there's none good. And some people think they're bad and God needs to say, I'm with you and you're good because of me. God's got a lot of things to say here today. So he's not going to preach one little thing and tell you you got to do that. Everybody who leaves here today would go out here with a different thought. Oh, it'll be titled The Dynamics because I said that. Right. But when they get out of here, the dynamics to you means this.
Right. Amen. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That your faith, your revelation, your understanding, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. People bank their revelation on knowledge. They tell you got to know this. They got all the mechanics together. They tell you, like, this lined up, this lined up, this lined up. You got to see this. I don't have to see none of that.
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
True.
Not men's wisdoms. Not what man thinks. Not what man says. Anytime man uses his thinking, he gets off the word of God. Your faith, your revelation won't stand in man's wisdom, but in the power of God. God's revelation, there's power in that. It's a quickening power. It'll change you. You say you want somebody to change, just get them to church. Don't try to fix me up on the outside. Don't tell me I got to wear brown suits every week. Nate, come to church every week with brown suits and God will give you the Holy Ghost. That ain't the way it comes. God may not even like brown suits. Get him on the inside.
Amen.
On the inside of the inside. Now, I'm not just talking about on the spirit realm where you start shouting like Brother Locke said. You might shout and speak in tongues. You have all those things. But that's not the dynamics. That's just an anointing on your spirit. Anointing on your flesh. But get that anointing on that soul and it'll kill that old nature and the dynamics will take place in your life.
Amen.
You say, well, God's not moving me. Then you need the dynamics.
Yes.
The dynamics makes you move. The dynamics makes you come to church. The dynamics makes you serve God. The dynamics makes you dress like God wants you to dress. Look like God wants you to look. Sound like God wants you. That's the dynamics. And that's what the majority of people are missing. That's what some people in this church are missing. You got the mechanics. You got what Brother Branham said. You got what the church requires. But it's not real to you because it's never changed your life. If the dynamics don't hit you, you don't change. And if you don't change, he's not there. Every person that gets the dynamics will change, period. If you're struggling with the same thing you struggle with over and over and it's never had any change, I'm not talking about your problems. I'm talking about struggling with the word. Because if you get the word down there where the dynamics can use it, it will change you. I guarantee you, God gets under the hood and change. A lot of people paint the car. They clean the car. They do all the stuff on the outside. But they never do anything to the engine. The oil's out. The water's out. The hose is busted. But the car looks good. God don't worry about the goodness on the outside. He gets under the hood. And when God starts working under the hood, he changes the very desires of the things that you love.
Amen.
They all become new because he's under the hood.
Right.
He's not trying to fix you from the outside, but your outside will change. I was thinking this morning, I said, now, a lot of people drive by this church. But they don't know what's going on inside. But all they see is what they see going on the outside. We built a shelter. We poured the driveway. We did this. We did that. And they drive by and they see it all the time. They don't know really what's going on in here. But what's going on in here is causing what's going on out there. It's not the other way around. The reason they know the house is changing is because we're in here. Your house will change when he gets in there.
Amen.
And everybody around you will be able to see it. Your family, your friends, your spouse, your children. Everybody will see it. And you don't have to put it on display. It will be on display because of who you are. It won't be no strain. That gravel out there in that driveway, it's not a strain for it to be on display. It's just there. It's just there. But what happened was something on the inside caused that change on the outside. That's what happens in your life. When the dynamics get there, not when you learn a lot, not when you know the ask the right questions, or you get the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and you get all the message books, and you know where to get the quotes, and you know where to get the scripture. I ain't talking about that. You can do that, and your life never change. But if the dynamics ever get a hold of it, you will, I guarantee you, you will change. You will only do His will. Not my will, Lord. Oh, did Jesus struggle with it? Yes, He did. He had flesh. He hurt like we do. He bled like we do. He had troubles like we do. But He got to the place where He had to become the message of the hour. What was the message of the hour? Calvary. Jesus liked He was the message of the hour. But He'd rather stay at home and married Mary Magdalene. He'd rather had kids and raised a family and got a farm or opened up a wood shop. He'd rather done those things. But Jesus knew that He was the word of the hour. And the word of the hour required. See, you got some requirements, church. The word of the hour required that He fulfilled the scripture.
Same as you.
Jesus, just your elder brother. He wasn't no so Superman that could just do anything. He bled blood, tears. Didn't want to do it. You haven't done that yet. Pressure ain't got that great yet. But all God wants you to do is be the children that have their heart turns back. All He wants you to do is be the Word made flesh, the Son of Man at the end time. All He wants you to do is be Revelations 10, 8 through 11. Take this out to the world and preach it to them. And you don't even want to, I don't even want to let Him have that. I want my way. I want to do what I want to do. But when the dynamics get out here and it starts dealing with me, I lay down my thinking. I lay down my career. I lay down where I want to live. I lay down what I want to do. And I become the vessel that God can use so that when people walk up to me, they see Him. Amen. Who do they see when they walk up in this driveway? They see you. That's when the dynamic's on the scene. But if your life is contrary to what God's asking for, then you need the dynamics. If your home is a wreck, you need the dynamics.
Amen.
Okay. I didn't want to say this. It's going to hurt some people's feelings. But when you go home today, look around your house. If your home is a wreck in the natural, your home's a wreck in the spiritual. And you don't need me to come to your house to tell you that you're a wreck. Oh, I work for public housing. I go into many houses. I go into units and they're a wreck. These are some people who aren't working at all. Home all day. Their house should be cleaner than mine. Clothes on the floor. Food dishes in the sink. Dirty, smelly house. That's the outside. So you know what's happening inside of them. So go home today. You got homework. Go home today. Look around your house. Your house is going to say a lot about you.
Amen.
You say, I ain't doing it. Well, don't. You don't have to. You already know. Everybody sitting here already know. You know what your house looked like when you left. I just give you a benefit of the doubt. You know, a lot of times I try to give my tenants a week notice that I'm coming in. I can give them 24 hours and walk in the door.
and they'd be caught with the works undone. But me, being the nice guy I am, I usually try to give them a week's notice. So I said, you know, that it's going to take them that long to get that house picked up. So I usually try to give them a week because just I'm a nice guy. But you know what your house looks like.
Right.
Your house represents you.
Amen.
Oh, I'm not saying you have to have the best.
I know you're reaching.
I've been in the Philippines where they don't have nothing hardly at all. But you know what they would do? They would take their shoes off, Joy. They have a piece of carpet that they have in on top of the concrete floor. They take their shoes off when they come in, and they took little brooms every day and swept that carpet. Because that was something that they had, that they wanted to take care of. You got wall to wall and don't even sweep with a sweeper. Now, I better read the scriptures because y'all starting to get quiet on me. I've been around the world. It's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you got. And I say that about Revelation. It's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you got. If God gives you one revelation, use that thing till he gives you a second one. If all God gives you is, you know what, this house represents me. Let me start cleaning. Let me get the dishes clean. Yeah. Let me get the house clean. You do that and God will give you another revelation.
Yeah.
Right. Say, God doesn't care about my house. Okay. Die in your sin. Live in your dirt.
Oh. Right. Amen. Amen, Lord. Preach.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom amongst them that are perfect. Uh-huh. That's what I'm doing. I'm talking to some perfect people.
Right.
He said, but I got a problem. I'm talking to some perfect people. Remember, I said, I don't know nothing among you.
That's right.
Except for Jesus Christ. So you've got to look perfect to me. I'm preaching. Paul said he's preaching to perfect people.
Right.
I'm preaching to perfect people. What makes you perfect? The dynamics on the word that you have received.
Amen.
That's what makes you perfect.
Yeah.
Because that means God's in there working with you. God's in there moving. God's in there dealing. And as God deals with you, your life will change.
Amen.
If you're just as nasty as you were when you first came to this church, something's wrong. I got to say it. Something's wrong. I kept a clean... I know I'm talking about houses, but I kept a clean house as a single guy. His word will do the same for you. His word, when you take it in and when you let the dynamics have it, it will change your desire. It's not change the issue, change the desire. If God changes your desire, you won't even want it anymore. As long as I can legislate and say I'm going to visit every house and they better be clean, that ain't the dynamics. That's law. That's me telling you what you got to do. That's me. And as long as I'm following up with inspections like I do at work, I have to follow up an inspection, give them a 90-day inspection, give them one in a year, get three in a year. You do that to make sure they're keeping the place up. As long as I'm doing that, that's just law. But when you do it because you're like, I don't want to sit in this anymore. I used to always sit down and sit down for dinner, and the place is a wreck. That's bothering me. That bothers me. That's coming from the inside. That ain't something somebody's making you do. That's your own desire coming out. That's the dynamics working on the inside of you. And when it starts working on the inside of you, you'll change, and nobody has to tell you anything. Everybody wants me to legislate and tell everybody, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, and try to tell y'all what to do. I ain't telling y'all nothing. I ain't knowing nothing amongst you except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if God doesn't deal with you, I ain't going to deal with you. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. In a mystery. It's only a mystery to those who can't get it.
Right.
It shouldn't, what I'm saying today shouldn't be a mystery to you. Well, that's the dynamic. It's a third pool. It's a seventh seal. It's the quickening power. See, there's many terms. Don't tell me I only got one term I can use. Oh, you got to know. No, I don't. I just have to know it's a quickening power. I can call the seventh seal the dynamics. See, you ain't going to corner me and say, I got to say it. Like, you got to see the seventh seal. No, I see this dynamics. Right. You got to see the seventh seal. No, I see the third pool. Right. No, you got to see the seventh seal. No, I see the little room.
Amen.
I'm trying to teach y'all. I mean, we got people coming in and out. Somebody might come in and tell you, you got to see this. I want you to know you don't have to see this. Right. You have to see him.
Amen.
You got to have the dynamics.
Right.
If you get the dynamics when the mechanics come, the dynamics will quicken the mechanics.
Yes.
Which none of the princes of this world knew. For if they knew it, they wouldn't have crucified him the first time. And if they knew it, they wouldn't talk about us. They wouldn't cut us off. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do this to us. If they knew who we were. If they really knew who we are. Because you remember, we are Jesus Christ in this hour. We are the Son of Man in this hour. We are the Word made flesh in this hour. Watch how you handle me. Watch how you handle each other. Don't take Brother Lockett lightly at that back door. You walk in the door with your shirt on backwards and Brother Lockett stops you and say, hey, is that your head on backwards or your shirt? One of them needs to turn around. Don't chew him out and then come on into church and act like God's going to talk to you. God just talked to you. And God's not going to say one more word to you until you do what he asked you to do. Sometimes people want me to give them advice. I stop talking to them. Because if you don't do what God told you the first time through me, why would I spend time giving you something else when you're not even following God at all anyway? God is not going to give you a new revelation. If you don't do what he first told you to do, he ain't going to give you something else to do. Why would I give Clarice three things to do if she hadn't done the first one? That didn't make sense. So if you don't fulfill what the dynamics is trying to deal with you on the first one, don't expect God to tell you anything else. Like I said, I'll preach this until you repent. And then once you repent, God will move on to something else. We'll leave those things like the water baptism and the Godhead and going into perfection.
Amen.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard. Neither enter into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. If you love God, God's got some stuff for you. He's going to talk to you. When God gives you something at church today, go home and do it. Then when you come back to church the next time, he'll give you more. Clary's got her arms full of groceries, and I'm going to give her another bag. Put the first bag down. Then I can give you something else. God's not just here just flapping his lips. He's given us stuff to do in our lives.
Amen.
You want marching orders? Here they are.
Right.
God's going to talk to you, and you are obligated to take his word and put it to work in your life.
Amen.
And he's not obligated to talk to you again until you do it.
Right.
You say, I come to church not to get anything. What did he tell you last Sunday? That you didn't do this week.
Right.
I get some out of every service. I get some when visitors come. I get some every time God opens his mouth. Because he gives it to me. And I tell you, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll just say, well, it doesn't matter. It does matter. When God talks, every time God talks, it matters. His word will not go out void.
Wow.
Brother Branham said in the sign of the time, he says, we said last night, says, we have so much of the mechanics and not the dynamics.
Right.
Now my body is the mechanics, but my body will not operate without the dynamics. Right. The spirit, see? and the spirit operates my body. Church, you should be led by the dynamics. If you have the Spirit of God and it hasn't changed your life, then you don't have the Spirit of God. You got a spirit, but you better have it circumcised or something. Get it. Something needs to go. It needs to be cut out of you. Because it's not of God. The Spirit of God looks like God. The Spirit of God sounds like God. The Spirit of God talks like God. And if that ain't coming out of you, you need an exorcism. Repent. And it's just turn around. It's so simple. You know what? This morning, you might be full of faults. You might have all kind of problems. But it's just so easy to say, you know what? I give up. I ain't doing that no more. You see how easy that turn was? Just turn around. So easy. But we faint, huh? But it's my nature. But it's my, I want to. But I have rights. And I need to do. No, shut up. Die.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You can be as holy as you want to. If you just die. You can be as much God as you want to. If you just die. You say, but I always do it this way. Well, stop doing it that way. I've always allowed this. Well, don't allow it anymore.
Right.
Always did this. Well, don't do it anymore. Brother, he said it's sin. It's sin. Unbelief. And the Spirit operates my body. Brings it in control. Like the automobile with no gasoline in it. With no firing power, see?
Right.
No matter how fine the dynamics, or I mean the mechanics, is fired up, the cylinders and the points and plugs and what more, whatever more, it's got to have the current also. You've got to take it, though. You've got to take those together.
Right.
You've got to have the word,
because
that's what God rides in on. If you don't have, if you're not where the word's being preached, you're not going to get anything.
Right.
How can you hear except it preached? First, you got to find a preacher that's bringing it word upon word.
Right.
Before the dynamics can do anything to you,
yes.
You got to find a preacher that's bringing it the truth. If I'm not preaching truth, go find him. Because
yeah.
You can't get the dynamics without him.
Amen.
And if you don't believe that I'm preaching truth, then go find him.
Right.
I invite you. But once you find somebody that's bringing it word upon word, that gives the dynamic something to quicken in your life. And when he quickens it to you, he quickens it or makes it known to you, or you receive an understanding of it. And when you're receiving understanding of it, you start putting it to work in your life.
Amen.
It's that simple. It's not that hard. Amen. You say, how do you do this walk with Christ? One day at a time. As he speaks to me, and he corrects me, and he deals with me. This is House of Correction, don't forget. This ain't a picnic. God's supposed to come and correct you. When you tilt it off in your thinking, God comes and corrects and puts you back on this axis. When you got it wrong this way, God comes and corrects that and gets you right balanced again. When you feel like you got it all made and you don't have no issues, God come and say, you are a sinner saved by grace. Put you back on your axis. When you think you're better than your spouse and your spouse is no good and you're ready for church and you're ready to go to heaven and you're all but me and my house, God has to come and let the air out of your balloon and let you know you are a sorry piece of good and you need your husband and you need your wife, you need your kids, you need your church, you need your family. We need each other. It's a body. You don't leave your arm at home. You don't leave your head at home. We work as a unit here. My arms swing, my legs swing, my whole body's involved here. My heart starts pumping faster because I'm moving around. I'm excited. My heart said, oh, I got to pick it up a little bit. He needs a little more blood going. My brain's moving, my arms. The whole body is working in unison. This body needs to work in unison. Your home needs to work in unison. Your own personal life needs to work in unison with the Word of God.
Amen.
And if it doesn't, you need the dynamics.
Amen.
The church has become a laughingstock with the mechanic. They ought to be a holy power surrounding, and the church that will make demons flee. Instead of that, it's become a laughingstock. What is it? The mechanics instead of the dynamics. You are a laughingstock if you don't take this seriously. You're a laughingstock. Satan's laughing at you because you're coming to the fountain and not filling the bucket. You're wasting your time. You're not going to waste my time. I go fool with you. If you don't take this word serious and you want to play me, I got 40 plus years over you.
Amen.
You ain't going to play me.
Right.
You ain't going to put something over and think I'm going to just swallow it. Oh, poor brother. Oh, when God gets ready, when God gets said, you'll be our... No, die to yourself. Get up and move.
Right.
Oh, poor sister. Yeah, I got it rough. It's just hard. Nobody understands. I know. Nobody understands. No, get up and walk.
Amen.
Well, I got my own mind and I got my own way, and nobody's gonna tell me anything. Get rid of that thing.
Amen.
Die to yourself. Die to your thinking. You won't even have the dynamics dealing with you outside of that.
Amen.
Come here all you want. Sit in a bench all you want. Act like you're holy all you want. Come to church all you want. Collect all the mechanics you want, but you won't have the dynamics.
Amen.
We're not here playing church. Church playing is over.
Yeah.
It is finished.
Amen.
And you're going to either serve God or you're not. We're not going to baby you into heaven. Matter of fact, we don't have bottles around here. Y'all know that. Anybody in this building know we don't have bottles around here.
No bottles.
If you're asking for a bottle around here, you already know better. You already know you're not getting no bottles around here. Matter of fact, if your brother or sister here, you asking for a bottle, they're going like, I know what's coming. I'd rather drink out a glass if I poured it on myself. You are going to drink out of a glass. That's all we got to offer. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Here's what the world's going after. Verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, what days? This day.
This day.
This day. Wake up, church. We're reading scriptures about the hour that we're living in.
Amen.
In the last days, perilous times shall come. What? For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. This is the whole world.
Yes, sir.
They don't even want God.
No, sir.
People want to hold revivals. They don't want revivals. They don't want God. Without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despiser of those that do good. If you're doing good around here, somebody around here doing the right thing, The dynamics is working in your life and your home's in order, they'll look at you and they just don't have no problems. They despise you. You got it going on. And they don't like that. Brother Lucky said you should cook with love. He don't know. We don't have enough time to cook with love. He's retired. He got all day to cook greens. And you think, well, that doesn't matter. It does matter.
Amen.
You despise her of them that do good. If they got it right and you don't have it right, rather than you saying, God bless Brother Lockett, I'm glad he's got it, I'm coming to his house for dinner. Instead of doing that, you talk about him, he ain't got nothing to do, so all he's got to do is cook. His cooking ain't all. I don't like that Southern cooking anyway.
Amen.
Despisers.
Oh,
that sister, I won't call their names, y'all. I know what y'all thinking, though.
Despise of them that do good. Amen. Someone that's doing it right, you're not even happy about that.
Right.
Oh,
good.
Amen.
You make the excuse for you being off,
yeah,
and despise those that are on.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
If the house is in order, you're mad about that.
Yeah.
The God, they're blessed. Sister Renee's like, ooh, I'm a blessed sister. And then you're despising her because she's happy.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Right.
Amen.
You don't have the dynamics moving in your life to make your life right, so you're despising everybody else around you.
Right.
If you see it's working for them, why don't you do what they're doing? Learn how to make Brother Lockett screens. Learn what makes Sister Renee happy.
Amen.
Love your husband.
Amen.
Appreciate him as he is.
Yes.
We always want to change our spouse. Learn how to live with your spouse in the condition that they're in. Whatever state you find yourself, be content.
Amen.
Don't always look over here. Oh, I wish I had Don. If I had Don as a husband, he'd be, oh, my house would be in order.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even like Don.
No.
And Don wouldn't even like you.
Amen.
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 I know you're right.
Let me keep reading. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Why ain't this church packed? Sunday's a good fishing day. Sunday's football day. I got something that's more important. Now see, we thought, oh, picnic day, that's a good one. Sunday, they're not in the house of God. Where they at? Oh, I got to take care of my family. You're doing the worst thing you can do for your family by keeping them at home.
Amen.
From my son and anybody else who's doing it.
That's right.
It's a flimsy lie of Satan.
Amen.
If I bring my children to church and my family to church, I'll lose my family. I'd rather lose my family than to lose my mind.
Amen.
This is where you get your sanity. This is where you get your family. This is where you get your home. This is where you get your direction. This is where you get your hope. This is where you get your future. This is where you get your peace. This is where you get your, oh my goodness, name it, name it, name it. And you don't want to come here? Love is a pleasure is more than love is a God. Having a form of godliness. God, enough God to know there is a God. God, even enough God to know that we had a prophet. God, enough God to know that this church is right. A form of godliness. I'm a Christian even though I'm not there. I'm a Christian though I don't do this. I'm a Christian because I don't. Christian is Christ-like. Jesus went to church at 12. What's your excuse? Having a form of godliness, but denying the revelation, the power thereof. They don't know what this really is. Dynamics is not working with them. Oh, they got a few mechanics on this. Oh, they might be able to tell you about the Godhead. They might be able to tell you about Brother Branham. They might be able to tell you about the water baptism. They could tell you a lot of good stuff. Mechanics. That's all they got. No dynamics in it at all. Because it's not real. It's not in their life. And all they do is come around God.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need God to come around you.
Amen.
For such, turn away. Don't waste your time with them. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captives. Silly women, laden with sin, laden with unbelief. Oh, they don't really believe this. Oh, we got our brothers sitting at home now because their wife says they can't come. We got our sisters sitting at home now because her husband says they can't come. Laden with unbelief. Covered up with it. Led away with diverse lusts. They're lusting left everything else. Money, jobs, picnics on Sunday.
lusting after everything else, but I've not come into the house of God. Ever learning, smarter than you, no more than you. Been there, done that. Yeah, I know, I should be in the house of God, but, you know, we feel like it's like this. I don't care how you feel. I'm telling you, the Word of God says, forsake not to assemble yourself together. You should do everything you can to get your family in the house of God. Everything.
Everything.
I don't care if you got to put breadcrumbs all the way to the door. Get them to the house of God. Spoil them. Take them out to breakfast. Like Jay said, I took them out to eat. Make them feel good before they get here. Make them, we're going to church, but before we go there, we're going to, we're going to church on the way, by way means of, and get them here. Make them come and enjoy themselves. Make them feel welcome. But we got so much going on that we don't have time. Ever learning. Never able to come to the knowledge or the understanding of the truth. Can't come to it. You won't get this because you learn a lot of stuff in your mechanics. If the dynamics isn't there, God's not there. And God is the Word. So how can you have the Word and not have God? You got to have the mechanics. See, mechanics can just be head knowledge. See, God has to take your head knowledge and make it soul knowledge. And it takes the dynamics to do that. You can't transfer from here to there. You can't get smart enough. You can't learn enough. You can't take enough notes. You can't ask enough questions. You can't do enough things to get it from your head to your heart. It takes the dynamics of the Holy Ghost to do that. As much as I might like you, I can't even give it to you. You got to go in that little room by yourself. Nobody can go in for you. Nobody can go in with you. Nobody can take your place. You got to do this for yourself. You got to get the dynamics for yourself. But when you get the dynamics, it's going to make you love your brother. It's going to make you want to. I used to drive to Columbus to pick people up for church here. It make you want to help somebody get here. Because I know what I got. I know what it can do for you. I know how real it is. And if it can do this for this whole hard-head guy, it can do it for you.
Amen.
All I got to do is get you to the house. Get you to the house. Get you to the house. Invite you to come. That's what Brother Kobe does. He invites people. Come on. Come on. Come on. You think that's outdated? No, that's not outdated. Come see a man. Woman saw him talk to Jesus and found out that he was the Messiah. And she ran back to the city and said, come see a man that told me all things. Y'all should be telling people, come see a man that's telling us all things. Because the dynamics of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Our educational systems, our denominational systems, have took the place of the Holy Spirit leading in the church. Our great fine training of ministers and things has taken place of the all-night prayer meetings. All-night prayer meetings. Some of us don't even pray 5 minutes. And the old-time way we used to get to God. Now, instead of having preachers, we've got lecturers. Men know the Word just as well. They can sit there and put it together in such a way that it's astounding how they can do it. They know the mechanics, but that ain't the dynamics. We want the dynamics. I don't care about the mechanics. I want to know the dynamics. What does it do? This is the prophet telling us. I don't care about the mechanics. Like I said, they may have the mechanics messed up. But if I got the dynamics in me, when I get to a bone, I won't eat that. I ain't worried about their mechanics. I want the dynamics. I'm not worried about y'all coming here and learning all the mechanics of this message. I don't even push that. I don't even try to get you to get that knowledge. I don't push that. I say, get the dynamics. Yeah. Brother Bram said, I may not know the whole book, but I know the author. Yeah. If you can get to know the author, that's all you need. Yeah. Because that the dynamics will give you everything you need to get through.
Amen.
He won't leave you in the dark. He won't leave you wondering. He won't leave you wanting something. Christ is ahead of the body. I'm getting ready close. Christ is ahead of the body. Colossians 1, 17, 18, 19. But the mechanics ain't what runs the automobile, Bill, Brother Brenham said. It's the dynamics that runs it. What runs your life is not your knowledge of this message. It's not how smart you are. You might be 10 times smarter than me. I don't care about that. I ain't worried about that. It's not your smartness that runs this thing.
It's the dynamics. It's the revelation. And when the revelation, the dynamics get in there, it'll turn you into somebody that you don't even know is. You don't even know. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know how bold you can be. You don't even know how strong you would be until the dynamics get in there. Now I'm jumping on down. Acts 2, not reading it, but just to tell you. Acts 2, those disciples, they went up in that upper room. Brother Branham said, they were scared. Right. Hiding.
Yeah.
Didn't want nobody to know who they were.
Right.
They had the mechanics. They went up there with the mechanics. They sat around and tarried with the mechanics. They talked about the mechanics. But then the dynamics come in the room. And when the dynamics come in the room, it took the mechanics and put it on another whole level.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, wait a minute. This is that was prophesied. Let's go out there and talk to these people.
Amen.
See, they weren't scared anymore. They weren't backwards anymore. They weren't hiding anymore. They kicked that door down, said, this room ain't big enough for us. Walked out there, got out on the streets of Jerusalem, said, hey, men and brethren. Peter said, hey, he wouldn't shy no more.
No.
What happened to dynamics? When you get the dynamics inside of you, you won't be shy no more. Oh, I can't testify. Oh, I don't want to say nothing. Oh, I got to hide. Get some dynamics in there.
Amen.
Let the dynamics have, oh, that's not my makeup. It's not my makeup. But when the dynamics start working on that word inside of me, I can't help it. It's like fire shut up in my bones.
Yes.
Peter and him went up there. They were scared stiff. They were chicken. They were hiding out. Brother Brown said they were hiding from the people.
Right.
But when the dynamics come on the scene, it took those mechanics and made them so much that Peter was bold. He come out there and he said, where's that old rabbi? Where's that old high priest? Where's Caiaphas at now? Where are those people at now? We're out here now, but let me tell you what's going on. This is that was prophesied. Oh, we're not drunk like you think. Oh, we're drunk, but not like you think. But we're out here telling you today that this is that was prophesied. When you get the dynamics on the word, you become bold. You put the devil in his place. You put your family in line. You put your church in line. You put your home in line. You get everything lined up. Why? You're no longer scared because you know who you are. Oh, you may not know all the mechanics, but you know the author. And the author will give you what you need as you need it. Or if all you had is one scripture, step on it with boldness. God showed me this. And if God shows you that, then step out on it. Don't stand back and be shy. Oh, yeah. God showed it to me, but I better not. Somebody might not like it. I don't care whether you like me or not. I didn't come here and take the vote to ask if I should preach on the dynamics. I didn't come and share my notes with my elders and see if this was acceptable for this congregation. No, I'm bold. I got the dynamics. I know I'm right. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I've got. And when you got the dynamics in you, if it's just one scripture, Peter, all they had was Joel. All they had was one scripture. They didn't have everything Paul got them. They just had one scripture. This is that was prophesied to Joel. Stand out on that thing. Boldly. When the dynamics deal with you, you'll be bold. When I got the Holy Ghost and I start getting revelation, I get up with everyone I got. Hey, hey, hey. Let me tell you what God showed me. I'd go back and sit down with that one reverend and shout my way back to the seat. People got jealous. They got jealous. I'd shout. John said one time I shouted so much my glasses ended up on the steps over there. And I shouted across the floor, rolled the aisle. I believe in enjoying this thing.
Amen.
When God shows you something, it should do something to you. It should bring something out of you.
Amen.
If it doesn't come out, it's not in there. It should bring a new boldness to your life. That when the devil tells you you're not, you say, I am. When the devil says you can't, you say, I can. When the devil says you're short, you say, I'm not.
Amen.
There's a boldness that comes out of somebody that's got the dynamics in them.
Amen.
Oh, they want to testify because if they don't, it's going to kill them. I got to tell you what God's done. Let me tell you what he's done for me today.
Amen.
Not coming next week. Let me tell you what he's done for me today.
Right.
He said, well, you told me last week. No, this is different. Let me tell you what he's done for me today. He said, well, I testify every... Do you realize I testify every service? I sneak it in, but I testify every service. I close every service on purpose because I want to let you know what God's done for me today.
Amen.
I don't want to take it home. I don't want to let you waste. I don't want to let you wait and say, well, oh, I'll bring it back next week. I'll be humble. Humble, nothing. When that fire shot up in your bones, you got to do like Renee did. Come on up.
Hey.
Come burning up. Get up. Say something.
Yeah.
Don't sit up there and burn. Sit in your seat burning up. When God's dealing with you, that means he's got the word out there and the dynamics is working on you. And when the dynamics work on you, you will speak. Oh, yeah, ain't nobody in here quiet.
No.
Not with the dynamics.
No.
You say, well, when's the last time you testified? I just want to throw it out there. God ain't done nothing for you since then. You poor, poor person. God does something for me every day. The dynamics is dealing with me every day. I can get up, and I do, every service. I don't ever come up here and say, church, let's close. I'm sorry, but man, it's been a rough week. I ain't feeling tonight. Devil got me down. He's been rubbing my face in the mud all day, and if you just look at me, you can tell I'm not happy. But you know, God's a deliverer. Pray for me. Maybe at some point I can get my head out of the mud and somehow God will see me through. Pray for me, saints. That's you know, I sit over in the organ, I just die. I'm like, what a waste of breath.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's what I told Brother Lynn that one time. He got up after been gone a year or so, and he come back and took up where he left off. And I told him, I said, Brother Lynn, you just wasted an hour of our time.
Yeah.
We got over that 2 years ago or a year ago. It's like, don't waste God's time.
Right.
Talk after the word. When you're talking after the word, the word is never negative.
Right.
It ain't never negative. There's not one scripture in there that says, oh, saint of God, you got it this day. You are not going to make it. That ain't the word of God. He says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you let the dynamics get a hold of that. And the devil don't have nowhere to go. He'll have to flee. Put the word on him. Let the dynamics run in your life and let it do what it needs to do. And the devil's got to run. You feel better just this morning. Like, man, you know, I got the dynamics. I got the word of God quickening my life. I'm more than able to make this trip. I'm more than able to do this thing. My family, that ain't no issue. My job, that ain't no problem. I go in there and call Satan and put him in corner. Satan, today is Monday. Go sit in that corner till 4:30. And I don't want to hear a word out of your mouth. I'm going to enjoy today.
Amen.
Somebody come in there with their sorrowful story. You deal with their sorrowful story, but when they're finished, you say, well, God bless you. You got to go.
Right.
Don't mess with my day. I'm going to have a good day. You don't have to have a bad day. You might have a bad moment, but you know why it's a bad moment? Because at that time, you ain't recognized that it's the devil. But as soon as you realize it's the devil, you're like, wait a minute. I'm a son of God. I got the dynamics on me. I'm more than conquered. Satan, you don't have a hold on me. I've got the full word of God living in this house, and we will overcome.
Amen.
And what you'll find is that those things will start dropping off. Dropping off. The cares of the world are dropping off. All those condemnation thoughts start dropping off. And you'll start living for God. And Satan will say, but, and you say, I don't have time. The dynamics has something for me to do today.
Yeah, right.
The word's got something for me to do today.
That's right.
I'm living by the word of God. I'm living by the dynamics. And God's got total preeminence of my life. Do you know God can have total preeminence? You don't have to tell off your spouse.
Right.
You don't have to. Oh, she got me just up. I just couldn't take it anymore. But where's your word? Where's your mechanics? Where's your dynamics?
Amen.
Who's driving your vehicle? Go wrecked into the tree. Who drove it there?
Well, amen.
I got to close. Enoch, please, God, You want to please God. Let the dynamics have your house. Quit trying to live. Just quit trying to live. Just die. Let him have it. Let him have it. Let him have it. I say it all the time. When you gonna do it? I want to move on to something else. I want to move on. I'm tired of saying it. But let him have it. Let your life be a light. Let it be a testimony. Let it be the word of God manifested before the world. That's the dynamics on display. That's God moving through you. That's God taking full preeminence of your life. And that's what he wants. He don't want just part of you. He wants all of you. He don't just want Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that's the time when you look like a Christian. And the rest of the week, you look like the rest of the world. He wants you every day. God just don't help people on Sunday and Wednesdays. He helps every day. But he can't help people if he can't use you. Let the dynamics have your life. And on Monday, don't put God up on the shelf and say, well, I'll see you on Wednesday night. Take the name of Jesus with you. That's the song. That's a song we sang a lot before. Take the name of Jesus with you. That's what we need to do. Come on, musicians, we're going to sing that as we close. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this morning for your word. The dynamics of the word of God quickened in our hearts and our lives. Lord, we pray that you let it be real to us, not just words, not just mechanics. But let it be real to us in such a way that the world can see from the outside that there's a change in this house because of the living person that's on the inside. Have your way with us, Lord. Don't let us be tricked by these soothsayers that try to lead you by education and mechanics and telling you things that you got to have and you got to know. And Lord, all I need is to know you, the author. And when I know you, you'll reveal to me everything that I need to know. Thank you, Father, for this waiting congregation. They've been patient with me this morning. And I know some of the things that we're saying, they're not that they're so hard, but they're so true. And we want to be right. We want to do the right thing. That's the thing about the bride. She wants to be right. And Lord, if I'm short, pull me up. If I'm slacking, Lord, pick me up and give me what I need. I want to be that example of Christ that the world sees. I want to be this final voice to the final age. I want you to have full preeminence in my life. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done. Have your way with us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing Take the Name of Jesus. I need to find it. I don't know what page that is.
What page?
222. Thank you. Don't forget to come back this evening. Service starts at 7. And again, like I said, if you need to park around back or something, do so. Don, make sure those lights are good back there. But we want to be able to accommodate you. And it's funny because the Bible study is bringing so many people in that it's like they want to know answers. And I don't blame them. But I'm just thankful to God that now we have the answers. I'm thankful to God that we know what it is. And that isn't saying it in a braggart way. It's just a matter of fact. When other time were you able to have people just come and freely just bring things up and get an answer? They did, and this happens around the world. When we do this in the Philippines and Africa, we don't go there with a set of questions and answers. They just fire. And you got to have an answer. But we have the answer. We know what it is. So we want to just not just leave today. We want to take the name of Jesus with us. And we want to take him home and let him clean our house. Naturally and spiritually. Let him do what he wants with you. He knows what he wants. And the bride knows what to do with the word now. So we will do it. So God bless you, and we'll see you tonight at 7. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. Oh, it with joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, Father. Bowing at the name of Jesus, bowing, falling, calling, prostrate at his feet. Oh, King of kings, that will crown him. Precious name, precious name.